Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Deanne Penn at the United Nations in New York. Coming up in this week's program, refugees need access to legal systems to move forward with their lives. And Japan is urged to do more on its deal with South Korea regarding the so-called comfort women during the Second World War. But first, heads of state and government have pledged to crack some of the barriers to closing the gender equality gaps in their countries. UN Women, the UN agency which focuses on gender issues, has urged world leaders to step it up so that women and men, boys and girls, have equal rights by 2030. The agency's executive director, Phumzile Mlambo Nguka, calls the aspiration towards gender equality Planet 50-50. She explained to Jocelyn Sambira what this means.
It is about making the strategic decisions about what is it that we're going to implement. How can we make sure that the exclusion of women in the economy is something that we do all together, stepping it up together with governments, with private sector, with communities? What can we do in order to make sure that we reduce early pregnancies in girls? What is the role of traditional chiefs, of men and boys? Because pregnancy is not just about the girls. When a girl is pregnant, the boy and the girl are pregnant. Stepping it up is coming out of the business as usual and making sure that the gaps that we've identified in our evaluation of the way we've worked in the last 20 years are being addressed. And that is why we're calling on men and boys to be part of the solution. That is stepping it up.
Is that also what you mean by Planet 50-50?
We would want to make sure that creating lasting change is about ensuring that we try even harder to ensure that girls stay at school much longer, that we use technology much better for the education of girls. We know that a lot of women and girls end up never fulfilling their dreams, their potential, because of just the burden of motherhood. Or the burden of being a girl, where a lot of the chores and the unpaid care work at home is done by the little girl and their mothers, and they miss out on some developmental activities. Now, in moving ahead to Planet 50-50, we want to change that trajectory, but also employers, governments, who also pay women and remunerate women differently, because they assume that when you are a mother, you will not contribute like men, that maternity leave is a problem. Maternity is not a problem, it's a service to the nations. This is a job that someone else would have to do. So calculate that in the GDP. This is what the Sustainable Development Goals have asked us to do. Once we remove these prejudices, we will then change the life for the next generation of women and girls.
Refugees from Syria and other conflict areas need better access to legal systems so that they can move forward with their lives, according to an activist from Jordan. Samah Muharab is co-founder and director of an NGO that litigates and advocates for human rights. She was recently at UN headquarters in New York to discuss a new approach to providing resources to women's civil society organizations working in conflict prevention. She spoke to Janie Kangelosi about the issues facing refugees in the current crisis.
We have different projects supported by different UN agencies, but I think one of the most important ones, the ones supported by UN Women in Zaatari Camp, to support women to be active agents for change and to practice their ability in demanding the peace and the reform or the change they would like to aspire for.
Can you tell me a little bit about the situation in Jordan right now?
Jordan is facing a critical situation in terms of having the ability to host over than 1 million Syrian refugees. However, we have different 46 nationalities of refugees, consist almost 70% of the total population of Jordan. The legal issues we are facing is tremendous, and to ensure the capacity, the quality of different services we have to provide. the Syrian refugees are suffering from the lack of services, direct services are provided to them. And we as civil society organizations, we have different obstacles in terms of ensuring the sustainability of support towards our operations in the field.
What are the major legal issues facing immigrants from Syria right now?
The Syrian refugees having different issues, but I think women and children, they are facing big difficulties because of the issues of lack of documentation to different transactions among them, such as marriages, divorces, registering new pairs, and ensuring the required documentation to access the education system and the labor market. Therefore, they need lots of legal processes and ensuring the legal system to be adequate to meet this demand.
So these immigrants are just trying to move forward in their lives, and these legal systems are really important for that.
Exactly. And the legal empowerment for women is so much mandated to ensure women accessing their rights, and in the same time to be proactive and to challenge lots of, let's say, stereotyping for their abilities socially and traditionally and economically as well.
And you think these Global Acceleration Instrument will help with this?
Of course. We are so excited about having this focus effort, coordinated effort will ensure the sustainability and knowledge sharing as well. More importantly, to build our capacity to understand how to work within the 1325 principles and requirements. And for the Syrian civil society as well, the new emerging civil society in Syria, this would be a great support to them to be able to participate in such events, to participate in dialogue with the required resources. I think they will have the required training and capacity building and resources to be part of this peace movement towards Syria and the Middle East conflict.
Japan's agreement to settle a long-standing dispute with South Korea concerning wartime sex slaves needs to do more for the victims, a UN rights panel said this week. Independent rights expert Ismat Jahan, who sits on the UN Women's Rights Committee, known by its acronym CEDAW, said that the rights, demands and views of so-called comfort women who were used by the Japanese military in the Second World War need to be heard. The recommendation is among those made by the UN Committee, which examines regular reports submitted by state signatories to the Convention Against Discrimination Against Women, as Jahan told Daniel Johnson.
The issue of comfort women has been a long-standing issue, and we have taken note of this agreement. It has not really fully integrated the concerns of the victim, but we felt that in the implementation of the agreement, we cannot address it to Republic of Korea because they are not the state party which has come to us, but in this case, the Japan state party. We have recommended to them that they implement the agreement, bearing in mind a victim-oriented approach. And what is victim-oriented approach? What we in the committee, in our concluding observation, has underlined that the women, the survivors, the victims, their voice need to be heard in the implementation. Their rights and demands and views needs to be taken into account.
Do you have an idea of how many victims we're talking about?
Frankly, I don't have the figure. And even if there is a figure, there may not be an absolute figure, so I would not really get into that.
Can I just ask you about the work of CEDAW, the UN Women's Rights Committee? Mm-hmm. You are part of the UN human rights mm-hmm. machinery, so mm-hmm. your reports go to the Human Rights Council. Yeah. Can we finally talk about your message for International Women's Day? Why the focus on rural women then?
The focus that the committee had paid on rural women is for two reasons. First is that this year the theme talks about 2030 agenda, and we see that all that can be related with the rural women's situation. And also this session, the committee adopted its 34th general recommendation on rural women, who are disproportionately affected, not only in terms of their position and rights vis-a-vis male members in their community, but vis-a-vis the urban sisters. So this is where we felt that there is important, because rural women comprise a large majority of the women of the world.
You've been listening to UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening. I'm Deanne Penn.